Former Roanoke Times investigative reporter Beth Macy is at the Tanglewood Barnes & Noble tonight for a Dope Sick book signing starting at 7. Then she takes part in a presentation and discussion next Thursday at St. John's Episcopal Church in downtown Roanoke at 6:30. Her latest book, Dope Sick, Dealers, Doctors, and the Drug Company That Addicted America, details how Virginia's battle with legal painkillers and then heroin has its roots in far Southwest.
Users quickly figured out an end run. People started selling it as a way to pay their bills when the mines and factories were shutting down, and it was just an absolute disaster. It was prescribed 300 to 600 times more than it was elsewhere in the nation in these distressed rural communities that are just outside of our homes here in Roanoke.
But the opioid crisis also reaches into more affluent Roanoke area neighborhoods like Cave Spring and Hidden Valley, often with fatal consequences in Dope Sick. Beth Macy was live in studio to talk about Dope Sick earlier this week. You can find that extended conversation on our website and social media. Gene Marano, WFIR News.